WMFO in Medford, 10 a.m. on the dot. I'm Mike. How you doing? Hope everything's good. Let me tell you what I just played in that last set. And then we have a guest on the phone. My friend Linda Marks is here. So we'll talk to her in just a few minutes. Let's see. I started off that last set with a band called Televisionaries. I mentioned they're four brothers. And that's a brand new noise from them called Mad About You. 60s surf rock style stuff. Really cool. Los Lobos just after that. In 1984, their record How Will the Wolf Survive was out. That was Don't Worry Baby. And I'll just say I remember that like it was yesterday. Crazy. Time, it moves. The Sonics were the third song of the set. In 1998, they had a record called Here Are the Sonics. And that was Strychnine. Bernard Butler was the fourth song of the set. Came out just this year, a record called People Move On, that's You Just Know. And Derek Anderson had the fifth song of the set from 2017's A World of My Own record, that was When I Was Your Man. All right, very, very happy to welcome our friend Linda Marks to Studio A, virtual on the phone. Hi, Linda, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Ah, it's always a pleasure to be with you. It's, you know, we've talked a little bit over the pandemic, but it's messed up the timing for everything. How are you? What's going on?
I'm good. I am grateful that the pandemic has given me a lot of time to write a lot of music.
Right.
And I wrote material for two albums, one of which is Home, which we'll be playing from today.
Right.
And I have a couple albums that will be coming out in 2022 as well. So I'm very grateful that it's given me a chance to really focus on songwriting. There are a lot of things that have happened in the world that have pulled at my heartstrings, and that's how songs come. So I can say it's been a very fertile time to write from the heart to the heart to try to uplift people.
That's for sure. I mean, you've always been a workaholic, I'll just say it. You know, but I also want to correct you, if you don't mind. We are playing four songs, and one of them is not from Home. One of them is from Monuments of Love. Just wanted to, you know, correct you, because
okay.
I don't get a chance to correct you too often, so I took the opportunity. So speaking of your work ethic, which is really, really, you know, something to see, this, Linda, is your 11th studio album.
Yes, it is. My Home is my 11th studio album.
Yeah, and what's the time frame for all those records?
Well, the first studio album came out in the mid-1980s.
So, but there was a while since then.
Yeah. Basically, the 11 have come out since 2014.
Which is something else. I mean, and
right.
And this particular one, Home, you did something really interesting. You had a staggered release, a dual release kind of thing. The first time you released it was back on Thanksgiving in 2021. And then on New Year's Day this year, one digitally first and then CD. Talk about why you did that staggered release.
Okay. Well, part of it was a function of the pandemic. I like to release songs on Thanksgiving, which happens to be my birthday. It's sort of like a little fun thing to do. But we decided that we were going to release Home to the global folk community, the folk DJ community. So I had Eric Balky, and he's of Hudson Harding Music, and Glenn Barrett of Morningstar Studios, remix and master the album for the folk community, and we released it in its CD form on the 1st of January of this year.
Yep.
And it charted very well. It reached number 18 on the global folk charts, and number one was Janice Ian, so I'm very grateful to be in such good company.
Absolutely. Congratulations for that, for sure.
Thank you.
Okay, so this brand new album, Home, we want to focus on. As you said, it was inspired as a result of pandemic living, right? Which has transformed our world, everybody. I mean, everybody's different now. And when you think of home, it's really become a more central base for everybody just because we're doing so many things. Sheltering at home, working, studying, you know, cooking at home, spending more time with our family and pets, so many things. So this is home. This is the whole pandemic home. So this inspired that title. Talk a little bit about what this album means to you, given that context.
Well, since, like everyone else, I was spending far more time at home than I'd ever done.
Mm-hmm.
And since all of our live gigs were canceled when COVID shut down the world, I started a weekly live stream series. Actually, tonight is going to be week 105 of Songs from the Heart Meditations For the Heart, my weekly live stream. But the long and short of it is it gave me a lot of time to reflect on what does home mean, what has it been, what is it becoming, and what kinds of things are happening in the world that I can see from the point of view of being at home. I'd say in some ways news headlines have a stronger impact when I'm at home and getting them come in, whether it's through my phone inbox or through the Boston Globe.
Yeah, it's constant.
And yes, it's constant. So when Marty and Ruth, which is one of the songs on the album, was written when Ruth Bader Ginsburg died, and I had the opportunity to really research a bit more about her amazing relationship with her husband, which is just as newsworthy as all the amazing things she did in the world. And when Amanda Gorman gave her very poignant inaugural speech, I was very touched when she talked about not just seeing the light, but being the light, which inspired a song called Be the Light. When the Capitol riots happened on January 6th, and I had spent quite a lot of the pandemic really concerned about our children and wondering what life looks like through the eyes of a child, I wrote Nightmare in the Capitol, which is the name of the song on the physical CD, mm-hmm. and it was called Through the Eyes of a Child on the digital version. So, you know, those are just some examples of being very pulled and touched by what was going on in the world, which usually is what leads to songs, either things that happen around me, in the lives of the people I love, my own life, or just the larger themes. So there were quite a few strong, larger themes that were particularly notable when spending most of my time at home.
Absolutely. I mean, so you started to touch on each one of the tracks that we're going to play. Three of the four are from the new record. You mentioned the dual title on Nightmare in the Capitol and Through the Eyes of a Child. Was that just a function of when the release was done, Thanksgiving versus the first of the year?
At some level, yes, but it was an interesting thing because in a way it's a song with a dual message because it is talking about the nightmare in the Capitol riots. That's why I wrote it and when I wrote it. But my deeper question of what is it like to be a child growing up in pandemic times, I tended to lean on the child part. And when we were looking at how to release it for the global folk community, the Nightmare in the Capitol side, which is actually from the lyrics of the song, just seemed to, in the folk world, we often look at what's happening in our society. You know, what is the story being told? And so that particular angle was very relevant in a folk tradition.
Yeah, and I have to say, I mean, you know, we're contemporaries, you and I, and we grew up in a time in this country that I don't know if we're going to see again. We're certainly not in our lifetime, but it was pretty good. We started out with some strife back in the 60s, and then we had some really good times leading up, you know, to the 2000s. And now I wonder, too, I've got young, folks in my family in their 20s, and I wonder, you know, what it's like. What do they think of when they look at what's going on in the world? So that's very poignant, just looking at the impact of a pandemic world on our children, right?
Right, and particularly children that were born right before or during the pandemic. I have two lives, two professional lives, singer-songwriter and also body psychotherapist, but I work with a family, and it's two generations, parents and adult children. But one of the adult children has a son who just turned 3, which means most of his life has been during the pandemic. So this is a little boy, you know, who's used to masks, who's used to having to think about COVID and safety, for whom play dates weren't safe for a good part of his very early years, mm-hmm. where his school got shut down because teachers and students got COVID. I mean, what is it like to be a very small child, and this is the way you start your life in the world?
I can't imagine, but I guess for them, it's their normalcy. That's what they're used
to.
Exactly. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the first track we're going to play, Nightmare in the Capitol / Through the Eyes of a Child. And I want to touch on the other three a little bit before I spin them. Prayers, I mentioned, is not from home, but it's from your 2021 album, Monuments of Love. It's a pandemic anthem as well. Talk a little bit about Prayers, if you would.
Yes, that song has truly become a pandemic anthem. I wrote it in mid-April of 2020. On April 12th, my dear friend, singer Bob DiCicco, went into the ICU onto a ventilator with a bad case of COVID. And he was there for 4 weeks. Then he was in the hospital for another 3 weeks in a step-down unit with double pneumonia and a blood clot in his leg.
Oh, my God.
And then he had another 100 days in rehab. And the miracle is that he made it through. He's one of the people who almost died. And because I just really was hit hard by the news that he was so ill, the song came through me. In many ways, as time has gone on, it's a more prescient song because it talks about it could be any one of us, which
yeah.
over time it has been.
So true.
And so I would close my weekly live stream every single week asking people to hold Bob in their prayers. And then over time, more and more people in their prayers. And now with the war in the Ukraine, we can add that in. But in essence, I believe in the power of prayers, and it's been important to have people have something to uplift them and hold on to in this horrible time of not only a pandemic, but now a senseless war.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's amazing how the power of songs can be expanded, you know, based on when they were written, based on what was happening and what continues to happen and how they stay relevant. So that's Prayers. We'll hear that second. And you touched on the third song we're going to play, Marty and Ruth, for Ruth Bader Ginsburg, looking at her death and her relationship with her husband, Marty, right? Talk a little bit about that song.
Yeah, that was a really poignant song to write, and I even incorporated some of the words they said to one another in the lyrics.
Nice.
But I was just really struck by the kind of partnership they had, where Marty was the guy initially, and they were both brilliant, you know. And when Marty was in law school, he also got really sick with cancer.
Mm.
And Ruth totally supported him through law school. She'd go and take notes when he couldn't be there so that he could stay caught up. And then as time went on, he helped support her to go for it for her career, which we all know really was an extraordinary career. And he really loved to cook and he loved to entertain. So he had a real wonderful time being the husband of this extraordinary female justice of the Supreme Court. So the song tells their story, including some of their words.
Wow, quite the love song and quite the homage to them.
Okay, yeah.
And the fourth song that we're going to hear is also from Home. You mentioned it's called Be the Light, and this, Linda, has been called an anthem for humanity. And you mentioned as well it was inspired by Amanda Gorman's inaugural poem, within which she invited us to not only see the light, but also to be the light. It sounds like a lovely concept.
Yeah, and so it's a song that I envision groups of people of all ages, of all backgrounds, joining together and singing. It's something, because of the pandemic, I haven't been able to make a video of a large group of people singing the song. But at least when I did a triple album release show on November 1st at the Burren, I was able to at least have everybody who was safe enough to be there. Actually, I think it was August 1st. August 1st at the Burren. We at least had a room full of people singing the song. But it's to be sung together. And now, particularly with the war in the Ukraine, I think it's even more important.
Agreed. All right, so very much looking forward to hearing these four songs. Just to review, first will be Nightmare in the Capitol / Through the Eyes of a Child, then Prayers, then Marty and Ruth, and Be the Light. And then we'll come back and talk to Linda just a little bit more. This is WMFO in Medford.
Evil spirit if lost, hold me tight. All with the global pandemic, the virus that's surging and claiming our lives. Too many people feel powerless, sheltering at home, trying hard to survive. Life on computers just deadens my spirit. I cherish the playtime I so took to heart. How can I grow up with vision and hope when the world that I witness is falling apart? Protect me.
It could be me, it could be you, it could be any one of us, parents, children too. No one is immune, some are more at risk. We never ever had to live through a time. Must we let them go? Just a matter of time before the beast grabs hold of a loved one, inflicts this damn disease. Masks and gloves and distance, the ambulance arrives. They're taken from us as we yearn to be. Not get to say goodbye. Prayers, hands clasped as one, asking for healing grace, sending love. Fears we cannot know. Will our loved ones survive? Must we let them go? Will our love Tolstoy shared. Authentically, souls were bared. The most fortunate thing that ever happened to me, she said. A visionary love story, fairy tale. Marty was there for Ruth so she could fly. Unfolding wings of love, living when Marty hailed Ruth's love, sure he'd prevail. She attended his classes, typed his notes at home. To New York his career advanced. Ruth moved to give him a chance. Secure in himself, Marty also helped Ruth fly.
Still burning in the heart, humanity.
It's WMFO in Medford, 10:28 in the morning. Just heard four songs from our friend Linda Marks. We heard from the brand new Home album, Through the Eyes of a Child, and from Monuments of Love, which was out last year. That was Prayers. We also heard Marty and Ruth, and finished up with Be the Light. Linda, I just want to tell you that, you know, not only are the lyrics poignant, as we talked about at length, but I have to say your arrangements and the production quality is always just top-notch. Congratulations. That's great stuff.
Thank you so much. I've been working with Doug Hammer for about 10 years on all these projects, and then you throw in Eric Balke and Glenn Barrett. Glenn is a double Grammy-winning sound engineer. I'm very grateful.
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. You're to be congratulated and very proud of your work, for sure. So you're very welcome. And now that we've all had a chance to hear what you do, I know that you play around out at in our wonderful Boston community here. Have you got any gigs coming up?
I probably am not going to be doing many live gigs till it gets warmer and they can be outside. Some Porch Fest will be coming up in June. But every weekend, tonight at 8 p.m., I'm doing my weekly Songs from the Heart Meditations for the Heart live stream on my Linda Marks Facebook page. And an artist alliance group I run called Women in Music Gathering is doing a virtual show on the 21st of April, which is for Earth Day, on the Loop at the Armory Facebook page. And there will be probably more things surrounding the Cotta Blue project. Last Sunday, we actually did a live show at One Broadway Collaborative, members of Women in Music Gathering. And I wrote a song called Unstrummed for the book that Diane Cameron Elam of Atlanta wrote and the documentary she's doing on the unsung Delta blues musicians. And May 1st, a song I co-wrote with Mike Greenlee is coming out as a single. It's called Let There Be Love. It's Global Love Day. And we have a song of upliftment for the whole world, given the times we're living through. And I have an album called Kindness that's coming out on June 1st. So there's a lot happening. A lot of it's happening through the studio and online. But once the weather gets better in June, I will definitely be playing a bunch of Porch Fest. And we'll see if I can do some other live gigs if the COVID numbers stay down.
Right, exactly. A big if. And you know, you might have heard me giggling. You might have heard me giggling a little bit in the background while you were talking about everything, because you know, I'm gonna challenge you, Linda. One day we're just gonna hang out and we're just gonna chill and you're gonna do nothing. I'm gonna watch you for an hour and you're not gonna be allowed to be productive in any way. How does that sound? Wow, you do such great work and you're so passionate about it. I just love having you on the show. Thank you so much for reaching out and letting us know.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so glad you were here. And remember, tonight on Linda Marks' Facebook page is when you can catch the first of the million things that she just outlined that's coming up. All right, Linda, thank you. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I want to look forward to seeing you and talking to you again soon.
Thank you so much. I appreciate all your support of me and all the independent musicians.
You're very, very welcome. Have a great Saturday. Talk to you later.
You too. Take care. Bye.
Yeah, bye. All right. That was Linda Marks, everybody. A friend to me, a friend to the station, a friend to everybody here in the community. If you can, you know, check her out, whether it's online or in one of the million appearances that she'll plan, I'm sure, within the next 5 minutes. All right. Let's get back to the new noise for the last half hour. I'll remind you that I will be here until 11 a.m. when Something About the Women will come in. And it's Kirsten today, so make sure you stick around. And just before 11 a.m., I'm going to debut a brand new song from Adam Sherman that is unreleased. And I'll remind you, too, that Adam is doing a show today, two sets, live acoustic, at the Plow and Star starting at 4. It's a real treat to get to see Adam acoustically. So if you can be at the Plow today at 4, please do that. And let's get this next set started off with some brand new noise from a band that I grew up with, knew a lot about back in my ute. They're the Hoodoo Gurus, and they've got a brand new record this year called Chariot of the Gods. And this one is called My Imaginary Friend. It's new noise at WMFO.
The poisonous atmosphere. dove. Every consolation leaves me. That's the way you are. Just heard your favorite song. It makes me miss you more. Am I too far gonna fly to your front door? Will you still wait for me? A million miles between your face on my iPhone screen in the real view. Yes, I have another tale, memories that can't be replaced. Underneath the stars, only shadows in the dark. Every consolation leaves me. That's where you are. Just heard your favorite song. It makes me miss you more. Am I too far gonna fly to your front? Face on my iPhone screen in the real thing.
Done a knot to the board and that drove me here to face the tide and swam. I swam. Oh, swam. Dip a toe in the ocean. Oh, how it hardens and it numbs. The rest of me is a version of mine built to collapse and crumb. And if I hadn't come now to the coast to disappear, I may have died in a landslide of rocks and hopes and fear. So I swim until you can't see land. Swim until you can't see land. Swim until you can't see land. Or you a man and you a bag of sand. Swim until you can't see land. Swim until you can't see land. Swim until you can't see land. Or you a man and you a bag of sand.
Curveball. How do you build a fort? How do refrigerators run? How do fish learn how to swim?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
How high can you jump?
But you don't have to know every answer.
How many phone numbers are there?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
How do cell phones work?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
What's electricity?
They just need you.
What's the moon made of?
For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Ta 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 ta
WMFO Medford, 10:53 in the morning. Oh my God, how much do I love that cover? That was just fantastic. Fifth song of the set. It was a cover of Tom's Diner, of course. It was covered in 2019 by two bands from Germany. One I can pronounce and one I really can't, but I'll try. It was a collab between Giant Rooks and Annan May Cantorite. Just fantastic. That guy's baritone kind of voice is unbelievable in there. So I hope you enjoyed that. Tom's Diner cover. Just before that, Frightened Rabbit from 2010's The Winter of Mixed Drinks. Swim Until You Can't See Land. Infinite Sonic, our friend Tom Fay's band from Loose Ends Volume 1. He was here, 2 weeks ago? I don't know. Time doesn't work for me. But anyway, lovely to play that for you, Tom, from the brand new record Loose Ends Volume 1. That was the two of us together. Quinn Sullivan, local guitarist from Fall River. His latest album is Wide Awake. That was Real Thing and Hoodoo Gurus were our new noise from their new record called Chariot of the Gods. That was My Imaginary Friend. All right, it's time to feature some new music from our friend Adam Sherman. Adam will be playing two solo sets today at the Plow of Stars. 4 to 6 p.m. It's a real treat to see him doing acoustic music. Afternoon shows at the Plow are one of life's great pleasures. That's a quote from Adam. It's absolutely true. This is a unreleased track from Adam that I want to debut here. This is a beautiful track. It's called Talk to You. It's brand new noise at WMFO.
Everything gold, and we were all together. You were mine, all we had was time, and life went on forever. Here I day is through, and now I know what it means to lose. I need someone to tell me something true. I really need to
WMFO Medford with Adam Sherman, brand new track, just gorgeous, called Talk to You. That track features Olivier Durand on slide guitar, who lives in France. And Adam, you know, has quite a legacy here in Boston, of course, way back when with the Souls, Private Lightning, and now Nervous Eaters. So if you get a chance, if you're in Cambridge today around 4 p.m., stop by the Plow and Stars and get to see this guy acoustic. two solo sets starting at 4 p.m. today. All right, coming up at 11 a.m. today is Something About the Women with Kirsten. So please stick around with that. For that, I should use correct grammar there. I will do that. And I really appreciate your listening, and I want to thank Linda Marks so much for taking the time to call in today. It was beautiful to talk to you again and to hear your music. And thank you for listening. Really, really appreciate it. And if they let me, I will come back, and I will do it again next week at 9. Thanks so much, everybody.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.